Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You know who this is, Galvin? No.
Think about Shawn Mendes.
No, think about it. Listen to
Justin
the words.
The Weeknd.
No, listen to the words.
Come be my teacher. Live in color, I got a church go. You want your time. Baby, looking at him.
Barbie, do you know who this is?
Selena Gomez?
No. That's Halsey singing with BTS.
How would I know that?
Well, you wouldn't know. I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was another language.
He's like, listen to the words.
I thought they were going, oh, 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 and then you were like saying words. And I'm like, oh yeah, maybe they are.
Oh, I don't even know if that was right words, but
can they sing in English?
I guess so. I heard longer.
I'm getting longer. For a boy who lives in
I don't know if there's a cursing coming up.
I don't know.
So the reason why I played that is because I received yet another email this morning.
Oh, yeah?
From the one time we talked about BTS 3 years ago. People are still... it must be on YouTube or something somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start asking for things.
Or did
I'm
you...
Be like, yeah, I'll play some BTS if you guys send me some... I'd like a boat.
I was going to say, did you post a video or maybe like tweet at them during one of the VMAs?
No, it's something on YouTube, they said.
Oh, okay.
They said, and I don't even know if they got the right person. Because Miguel says he gets the same phone calls.
I know Drew was doing a thing for a little while because he was in a post about BTS and they were going crazy. So I think he started doing like BTS Thursdays or something to try and boost it. Yeah. Yeah.
Get that young Korean audience counted. Sure.
Yeah, get in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love the boy bands. So I don't have anything against BTS.
Now, did Simon Cowell put them together or no?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Were they put together on a wherever Korea's Got Talent or whatever?
South Korea, yeah, something, I believe. Because I think they have like a whole... Because I saw it and it's explained on Netflix about Korean pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And BTS is
K-pop,
just, exactly, yeah. K-pop, BTS is just one of many K-pop bands that they
BTS, also known as the Bangtan Boys,
are
a 7-member South Korean boy band formed in Seoul in 2010. The septet co-writes and produces much of their output. They're originally a hip-hop group. Their style has evolved. The group initially formed as teenagers under Big Hit Entertainment and released their first single, Too Cool for School.
Ooh. Now, can they be replaced like Menudo? Like, can they...
I think
have
so. They
that?
Age out.
Wasn't there one that died?
No. Menudo?
No, with BTS.
Oh, I would never know. There was
Wasn't there a K-pop artist that died, or like a couple of them died?
Yeah,
one committed suicide, I think.
Ooh. Yeah, because he got his royalty check and he only got like $8. And he was like, what is this? They go, we got to split it with 7 people.
No, seven of them, and I'm writing all the songs.
Yeah.
They're worth a lot of money. I read an article where they were like one of the highest paid bands of last year.
It all goes to the government.
Yeah, it's all like that.
During their Love Yourself World Tour, BTS became the first Asian and first non-English speaking act to headline and sell out Wembley Stadium.
Wow.
They broke the record for the single highest grossing engagement in Rose Bowl Stadium history. Good for
them. It says, as of 2020, the net worth of BTS is estimated to be over $60 million. Ooh. Each member of the popular boy band has a net worth between $8 and $10 million, where Rap Monster and Suga has a net worth of $10 million. What is Rap Monster and Suga?
He's probably like the rapper of BTS.
Okay.
I got a question about Simon Cowell, though.
Hold on, let's listen to a little Rap Monster.
Yeah, get it.
Because Rap Monster has an Old Town Road remix. Oh, me, I take that back at the Old Town Road. Like, I don't know. Sounds like old road.
All of them sound exactly the same.
Road, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Here's Rap Monster. What if they say a word that sounds like a curse?
No.
I mean, it's...
Now, is that Sugar or is that Rap Monster?
I don't know. I'll take. I just never want to be from Broccoli as much as I do.
What? Now, what is your name going to be?
I think... Rap Monster.
Keep
it simple, you know?
Yeah. It's important to use our words, too.
Yeah. They're no Blackpink, I'll tell you that. That's my favorite K-pop group.
What's Blackpink?
Blackpink is
the girls?
They're the all-girl.
They look like boys?
Damn right.
Listen,
yeah. You're
never going to beat Baby Metal.
Baby Metal is also fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. Baby Metal started it all.
So good.
They dance around. Have you ever seen them, Carmen?
Baby Metal?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So good.
It's a bunch of little Asian girls that dance around to... just hardcore metal and then sing to it and stuff. But the way they do the dances, you would think it's like pop music, but it's totally not.
Really?
Yeah.
This is Blackpink.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? I don't
even
know
what language
that is.
I don't know, yeah.
I heard bang my head.
Would you like to hear Baby Metal do Give Me Chocolate?
That sounds like English.
Losing my control.
Yeah.
Tired of talking.
Calvin speaks baby Korean.
Yeah. I think this is English.
Comes with the job.
How about this one?
This is my favorite. Do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. That's how it's...
I think the Police originally did that. Do, da, da, da.
That's not English.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
that one. No.
I heard volume. I don't think you did hear volume. I think you heard a word that kind of sounded like
no,
volume.
No, I said volume. And then they said ninchy ninchy. Jealous of me. Becky. Fat chick.
Fat
squeeze
chick.
My lemon.
What?
Yeah. Check out those fat chicks. Squeeze my lemon.
Toxic.
You ho cat. You don't seem to care.
That's Blackpink, Spanish's favorite group.
Oh, God, I love them.
Here, Joey's showing a little Baby Metal. This is Give Me Chocolate by Baby Metal, if you'd like to hear this. Come on, get into it, ladies. Give me chocolate.
Well, I like this.
Yeah. Do it, Baby Metal.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, scary.
And they're adorable. Yeah.
They are so cute.
I mean, they might be boys. I don't know, but they're adorable. It's hard to tell.
I can't imagine who they tour with. Like, did they go on tour with Metallica? Do they open for Metallica?
They go in teenage metal and then adult metal, and they go in order. The Koreans are the most gender fluid people. I don't know what I'm looking at any time.
Yeah.
I can be fooled.
Yeah, like that Rap Monster guy, Carmen had his picture up there, and I was like, I thought it was a lady.
DC villain.
Yeah. Well, they all have very soft skin.
I'm a monster.
Wasn't he in Lethal Weapon 3?
Anyway, there you go. If you woke up this morning, you're like, I wish somebody would teach me a little about Korean pop music.
Yeah. I would imagine you're more confused now than ever. Carmen, you had a question earlier you didn't get to. What was your question about BTS?
Oh,
about Simon Cowell.
It was about Simon Cowell, because I was just thinking about Lou Pearlman and right. how he put together all those boy bands. And Simon Cowell has kind of done the same with but a bunch of just bands and together, boy bands, girl bands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're going to ever like hear any stories?
He's banging them?
About him? Yeah.
Maybe. Nah. I mean, he's weird, though. Like, he changed his whole face and stuff. And although he seems to be just about hot rods.
Yeah.
Like, of age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
I think that he's for the business.
Yeah.
You know, Lou Pearlman was just weird from the get-go.
Speaking of banging kids, anybody see the Filthy Rich Jeffrey Epstein Netflix docuseries?
No, is that already?
Yeah.
Just came out the other day. I was going through and I saw it and I was like, oh, let me check this out. I was about 10 minutes in, and I text Spanish, and I go, have you seen this yet?
Oh, man.
There's a severed cat head in the beginning.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Just letting you know.
Typical FC.
Just sending you a message. They really delve deep into it, and you find out a lot of stuff that you didn't know, and really a lot of the firsthand accounts from the...
Survivors, right?
Survivors, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Who were 12 to 14, 15 years old. At the time, and yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Speaking of 12 and 14 year olds, you were gonna tell us about all the videos you were watching on TikTok, Mike.
I am not watching 12 to 14 year olds, Carmen.
Okay.
I'm watching what I'm amazed by a new category that they have: hot mothers.
What?
Have you seen that?
Where?
Hot mothers on TikTok?
Yes.
Okay.
What? So there's a whole. So TikTok is basically kids who dance. And then people who do challenges.
By the way, TikTok came out. I signed up so I would have my name on it in case it blew up and stuff. Obviously, it's blown up. No idea how to use it. Three different times I've gone onto it, and I can't even upload a video. I don't know what to do.
I use it for the first time making my own video because I was surrounded by millennials this weekend.
Yeah.
They were making their own video, and I was like, I could do this. So anyway... So I made the video, I put it up, and then I discovered that there is a whole thing of women over 40 that do they do TikTok, and their whole thing is, am I too old for TikTok? That's what I've been obsessed with.
Wow.
My daughter says I'm too old for TikTok.
Oh.
I am a mother of three kids. That kind of thing.
Mm.
And then there's also the swipe video where they swipe it and then they become hot, and they're all, you can kind of look at the. At the before hot picture. Look, is that a mother?
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I told you, Spanish.
I'm on the TikTok.
TikTok's not about little kids anymore.
Good Lord.
It's about hot moms.
Wow.
But you know what? This is the beginning of the end.
Why? Oh, because moms are on it?
Yeah.
Because Karens are on it.
Well, as soon as parents get on, you know, that's when kids, they got to find something else.
When you look at it and you can't tell which one's a daughter and which one's a mother, that's hot.
Wow.
I don't know if that's... Oh, yeah, I guess that's the mother.
Good for her.
Yeah, but the swipe videos, I found one this morning on the way here.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, it does look like a guy. I found one today that looked like a horrendous... it's like just a plain Jane, boom. And then she hit that button, man, and that makeup came on, and sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
She was good looking. Makeup is the key to everything, ladies.
For sure.
There's my swipe up video, which Johnny B is now doing. I don't want you to think I got the material from him.
Well, you know, I know you texted and asked permission first.
I did.
Who is the kid that...
That is my niece's boyfriend, who is... Quite fit.
Got some abs, yeah.
Good Lord, he's got abs on his ass.
By the way, you're fantastic WWE acting.
Yeah.
I can't believe I turned into that guy.
Like, I thought it was great.
You're supposed to go over your face, and you're going over your shoulder.
Yeah. You know what? We weren't really... Scorsese wasn't at my house.
Hey, the fact that it changed to somebody else is a win. You know what I mean? Like that I don't even know how to do.
Me
I can't even upload a video, let alone cut a video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, did you cut that in the app, or did you just cut it somewhere else and then just upload it to the app?
I didn't do it.
Yeah. That's what you do. You just give him the footage and go, here, 13-year-old, you do it.
They were out on the porch filming one for themselves, and I said, I have an idea. And they said, okay, let's go do it. And we ran in the bathroom, and all I did was my award-winning acting.
You said, I have an idea. Hey, my niece's boyfriend, take your shirt off and come in the bathroom with me.
It was probably already off.
I don't think the kids own any shirts. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, that kid eats 7 times a day.
Does he really?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
But it's like all protein and vegetables, I'm sure.
God.
He was eating green beans and chicken the other day. I was like,
nope, all honey buns.
Yeah.
That's it. Honey buns.
Wouldn't that be a great diet?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Honey buns. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Sporkle of Spanish.
Yes.
Can you give me an idea of where we're at with Sporkle? Does anybody have a streak going? Who's the last person to win?
Michael. You are on a streak right now, a 2-win streak.
Oh.
If you win today, you will negate Galvin's amazing, most fantastic rule of us snuggling on the couch and making
four snuggle.
Four snuggle, yeah. I just like to call it regular snuggle.
Streak slayer. All right. Well, your opportunity to slay, the snuggle, and all that stuff and win some prizes. I don't know what they are because Carmen didn't give me a sheet because Spanish got here at 5:54.
Oh, man.
We will tell you that, though, when we do Sporkle next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.